وقل رب زدني علما.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, we have إن شاء الله the class from the book بلوغ المرام, كتاب طهارة, the book of purification, chapter 10, باب الحيض, the chapter of menstruation. عن عائشة رضي الله عنها عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن فاطمة بنت أبي حبيش رضي الله عنها كانت تستحاض, فقال لها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن دم الحيض دم أسود يعرف, فإذا كان ذلك يعرف أو يعرف, فإذا كان ذلك فأمسكي عن الصلاة, فإذا كان الآخر فتوضئي وصلي. رواه داود النسائي وصححه ابن حبان والحاكم واستنكره أبو حاتم, صححه الشيخ الألباني. ناري عائشة رضي الله عنها, فاطمة بنت أبي حبيش رضي الله عنها had a prolonged flow of blood. So the blood is not stopping from her, even though that's not the blood of menstruation, but it's normal blood, but still it comes from the same spot. Allah's Messenger ﷺ told her the menstruation blood is a dark, recognizable blood. So if that comes, then avoid prayer. And if it is the other, means the light colored blood, then perform wudu, ablution. And after salah, means prayer, for that is the blood of a vein. Reported by Abu Dawud and An-Nasai. Again, the Prophet ﷺ said to her, the menstruation blood is a dark, recognizable blood. So if that comes, then avoid prayer. And if it is the other one, then perform wudu and offer salah. Reported by Abu Dawud and An-Nasai, Ibn Hibban and Al-Hakim greatly it's sahih, authentic. Abu Hatim considered it munkar, rejected. Sheikh Al-Albani authenticated this hadith. So in this hadith, that there is these two type of blood which comes from the woman. One is the normal one, is menstruation. And the other one is the, it's not menstruation blood, it is another blood. It is normal blood, but it still is coming from the private part. So as for, if the woman has al-istihada, the prolonged flow of blood, if it has, she stay away from praying the days she usually have the menstruation blood. And it's known either by its color, it is characteristics. The woman, they know it. As for the other blood, not the menstruation blood, it's normal blood. So the days of the menstruation blood, she avoid the prayer and the like. The other days, when these days finish, even though still a blood is continuous, then she considered the continuous blood, not the menstruation one, a normal blood. So what she does, for every prayer, after the menstruation blood period ends, she take ghusl. Then after that, she make wudu for every prayer. Next hadith, وفي حديث أسماء بنت عميش عميس عند أبي داود, ولتجلس في مركز ولتجلس في مركن مركن أي وعاء، فإذا رأت صفرة فوق الماء فلتغتسل للظهر والعصر غسلا واحدا، وتغتسل للمغرب والعشاء غسلا واحدا، وتغتسل للفجر غسلا واحدا، وتتوضأ فيما بين ذلك. آن in the hadith of Asma bint Umays, Asma bint Umays first was married by Ja'far bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. She migrated with him to Habasha, then came to Medina, then he died in the battle of Mu'ta. Then who married her? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. And then after Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu he died, who married her? Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu. And she had kids for each of them. Barakallahu fiha radiallahu anhu. So, and in the hadith of Asma ibn Umays, Umays radiallahu anha reported by Abu Dawood, the Prophet sallallahu said, she should sit in a wrap, and when she sees, no astaghfirullah, she should sit in a tub, and when she sees a yellowish color on the surface of the water, she should take a bath, one is for the Dhuhr and Asr prayers, and take another bath for the Maghrib and Isha prayers, and take a bath one is for the Fajr prayer. And in between these times, she should perform ablution wudu, meaning before performing any act of worship which requires purification. So in this other hadith, this hadith is authentic, that Prophet ﷺ gave her these guidelines to Asma in order to know that the type of blood coming from her. She should on the tub. Usually tub they wash with the stuff they wash with the cloth, the vessel or utensil they wash with the clothes. She put water there and she sit in it. And then if she see the color of the water is yellowish color, meaning this is istihada blood, not menstruation blood. And in this case, Prophet Arfaisa, she make ghusl for the Dhuhr and Asr, and ghusl for the Maghrib and Isha, and ghusl for Fajr, and wudu for each prayer. People of knowledge said this ghusl of the damal istihada, the prolonged flow of blood, that ghusl is not a mandatory. It's mustahab, it's like it. So she doesn't have to. What's mandatory is making wudu for every prayer. This is shown by the other authentic hadith. طيب وعن حمنة بنت جحش رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كنت أستحاض حيضة كثيرة شديدة فأتيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أستفتيه فقال إنما هي ركضة من الشيطان فتحيضي 6 أيام أو 7 أيام ثم اغتسلي فإذا استنقأت فصلي 24 أو 23 وصومي وصلي فإن ذلك يجزئك وكذلك فافعلي كل شهر كما تحيض النساء فإن قويت على أن تؤخري الظهر وتعجلي العصر ثم تغتسلي حين تطهرين وتصلي الظهر والعصر جميعا ثم تؤخرين المغرب وتعجلين العشاء ثم تغتسلين وتجمعين بين الصلاتين فافعلي وتغتسلين مع الصبح وتصلين قال وهو أعجب الأمرين إلي رواه الخمسة إلا النسائي وصححه الترمذي وحسنه البخاري وقيل إن البخاري قال حسن صحيح وكذلك نقل عن إمام أحمد أنه حسن صحيح ناري حمنة بنت جحش رضي الله عنها. She said, my prolonged bleeding followed abundantly and severely. So I came to the Prophet ﷺ to ask for his opinion, for his religion, religious opinion. He ﷺ said, this is a stroke stopped by the devil. Means this is the result of a stroke or a stop by the devil. So this is the cause of the istihada. Yes. The doctors may mention other things, you may say it's a vain. Yes, that's physical things, because they don't see the devil, they don't see the shaitan. They don't know anything about it. That's unseen. Prophet Salih, he mentioned that. Naam. This is a stroke or a stab by the devil. Therefore, you must strive your, you must observe your menses for 6 or 7 days. This is the normal way women, they normally, most of this, the children of Adam, the woman, female, had their menses is 6 days or 7 days. That's the most of the people. So she assumed that. Then take a bath, and when you see that, you are, when you see that you are purified, you purify and quite clean, pray for 23 or 24 days and fast and pray, for that will indeed suffice you. And do like this every month, just as the other woman menstruate means and are purified. But if you are strong enough to delay the Dhuhr prayer and advance the Asr prayer, then take a bath and combine the Dhuhr and the Asr prayer. Then delay the Maghrib prayer and advance the Isha prayer. Then take a bath and combine the two prayers. Do so and take a bath at Fajr, means dawn, and perform, means the prayer. Allah's Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, of these two options, this one appeals more to my liking, taking a bath at least 3 times daily. Means it's optional, it's not a mandatory. Reported by Al-Khamsa, the 5, except An-Nasai, At-Tirmidhi graded Sahih authentic, and Al-Bukhari graded it Hassan good. Yes. So, if a woman the prolonged bleeding followed blood, if she knows the days of the menses, she already know, or she know the different color of the, or the different characteristics of the blood, she go by that. But if she doesn't know, then she assume 6 or 7 days to be the days of menstruation. If she knows where in the month she can guess, she does. If not, then the beginning of the Islamic month. Then after that, she consider that she is pure, but just to have this normal blood. So she make wudu for every prayer is a mandatory. And to make ghusl for each 2 prayer is like it. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن أم حبيبة بنت جحش شكت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الدم فقال أمكثي قدر ما كانت تحبسك حيضتك ثم اغتسلي فكانت تغتسل كل صلاة رواه مسلم وفي رواية البخاري وتوضأ لكل صلاة وهي لأبي داود وغيره من وجه آخر نار عائشة رضي الله عنها أم حبيبة بنت جحش رضي الله عنها complained to Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم about the blood, means which follows beyond the menstruation period. Alhamdulillah. Yahdikum Allah wa salahu barakum. He said, keep away, means from prayer, the length of time that your menses prevented you. Alhamdulillah. And then take a bath, means an over prayer. And she used to take a bath for every prayer, reported by Muslim. وفي رواية البخاري, a narration of Al-Bukhari has perform ablution for every salah prayer. It has, means also, been reported by Abu Dawud and others through another chain of narrators. So the Prophet ﷺ tells her what she should do. She should remain, stay away from praying, Bint Muhabiba, stay away from prayer. The days she used to have the menstruation blood. Then when it ends, she make ghusl, meaning from the menstruation blood, which is a mandatory. And then she used to make ghusl for every prayer, meaning that's like it. But what's mandatory again is the wudu. Because taking ghusl for every prayer is very hard. It's not easy for everybody. If somebody feels strong, it's optional. If not, it's not a mandatory. The ghusl which is mandatory is at the end of the menstruation. That's a mandatory. وعن أم عطية رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كنا لا نعد الكدرة والصفرة بعد الطهر شيئا رواه البخاري وأبو داود واللفظ له نارين أم عطية she said we didn't consider brown means muddy color and yellow discharges after purification means from menstruation as anything means impure reported by البخاري and الداود and the word is the is his means Abu Dawud. So if the woman is menstruation blood ends and she sees the sign of purification and she take ghusl and after that yes she sees brown means muddy colored and yellow discharges she disconsidered that she disconsidered that she continued praying. وعن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه أن اليهود كانوا إذا حاضت المرأة فيهم لم يؤكلوها فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اصنعوا كل شيء إلا النكاح رواه مسلم ناري أنس رضي الله عن the Jewish used not to eat with a woman during her menstruation period so the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said do everything else apart from sexual intercourse means with your wife it's reported by Muslim so in this hadith the Islam is between what the Christianity calls to and what the Jewish calls to. As for Jewish, if the woman is during her menstruation period, the Jewish, they don't get close to that woman, even they don't eat food with her. They boycott her, let alone touching her. It's like she has a problem, contagious disease. This is the Jewish. The opposite is the Christian, they even have sexual intercourse with women on menses, والعياذ بالله. Islam is between. Not boycotting her, no. And not on the other hand, having sexual intercourse in the period of high menstruation. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قال كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرني فأتزر فيباشرني وأنا حائض متفق عليه. ناري عائشة رضي الله عنها الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم used to order me to put on an izar and then Christ me while menstruating agree upon. Yes. The Prophet used order to have izar. Izar is a piece of cloth worn from the waistline downwards like a skirt. Yes. Izar is a piece of cloth worn from the waistline downwards like a skirt. وعن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في الذي يأتي امرأته وهي حائض قال يتصدق بدينار أو بنصف الدينار رواه الخمسة والصحاح الحاكم وابن القطان ورجح غيرهما وقفه ناري ابن عباس رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said regarding a husband who has sexual intercourse with his wife during her menstruation period he should give out means as atonement 1 dinar or half dinar in charity reported by Al-Hakim, Al-Khamsa, Al-Hakim, and Ibn Qatada, Ibn Qattan, Rahimahullah, greater it's sahih, authentic. Others held that the stronger view is that it is mawquf, saying of a companion, not from Prophet ﷺ. وعن أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أليس إذا حاضت المرأة لم تصلي ولم تصم متفق عليه في حديث طويل ناري أبي سعيد الخدري رضي الله عنه الله's messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم said it's not the case that a woman in her menstruation period neither prays nor fasts the answer is yes means when a woman is in her menstruation period she doesn't fast she doesn't pray she doesn't pray of course she make up the fasting but she doesn't make up the prayer this hadith collected by is agreed upon It's part of a long hadith. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت لما جئنا ثرفا حط فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم افعلي ما يفعل الحاج غير ألا تفعلي ألا تطوفي بالبيت حتى تطهري متفق عليه في حديث طويل. Narei Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, when we come to a place called Sarif, I ministered, waited. And the Prophet said, means to Aisha, do what a pilgrim does, means regarding the rites of Hajj and Umrah, except that you don't circumblate the Kaaba, you don't circle on the Kaaba for making tawaf until you are purified. So she's allowed to do everything that one performing Hajj does, except she doesn't make tawaf on the Kaaba. Agree upon, and it is a part of a long hadith. Some scholars, they use this hadith as a proof that she is allowed to stay in the masjid. Because Prophet ﷺ, he told her not to make tawaf, he didn't tell her not to enter the masjid. وعن معاد رضي وعن معاد معاد رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه سأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما يحل للرجل من امرأته وهي حائض فقال ما فوق الإزار رواه أبو داود وضعفه. ناري لمعاد رضي الله عنه, he asked the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, what's lawful for a man regarding his wife when she is menstruating? He صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, whatever is above the izar with the wrapper. It means it's lawful. Reported by Abu Dawud, and he graded it ضعيف weak. عن أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كانت النفساء تقعد على أهد النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد نفاسه 40 يوما رواه الخمسة إلا النسائي واللفظ لأبي داود, وفي اللفظ له ولم يأمرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بقضاء صلاة النفاس, صححه الحاكم. نارير أم سلمة رضي الله عنها, during the time of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, the woman having bleeding after delivery means postnatal or purpural blood, I don't know how to say that, would refrain from prayer. Yeah, again, during the time of the Prophet ﷺ, the woman having bleeding after delivery, yes, would refrain, means from prayer, for 40 days. Reported by Al-Khamsa, except An-Nasa'i, the warning is that of Abu Dawud. And in another narration of Abu Dawud, it has, the Prophet ﷺ didn't command her to make up for the prayers, means abandon it, during the period of bleeding. Al-Hakim grading in Sahih, authentic. والله أعلم, صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.